你好。
Good evening.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
We had the opportunity to read from Luke and Matthew tonight.
我们刚才有机会读了马可福音和路加福音。
And every Christmas morning, we gather as a family and read these two chapters.
所以每个圣诞节早晨，我们一家人都聚集在一起读这两段圣经。
This is one of our family traditions.
所以读这两段圣经是我们家庭的传统。
And I wonder sometimes when we read these chapters if my children are bored.
我想有时候是不是因为我们经常读，我的孩子会觉得很厌烦。
Because we have heard this history so often.
因为我们实在是听这段历史听得太多了。
Every year we have the opportunity to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们每年都庆祝我们主耶稣的诞生。
But like maybe when we see a movie many, many times,
就像我们看一个电影看了很多次以后，
and we already know how the movie's going to end,
我们都知道能猜出开头也能猜出结尾，
maybe we lose a little interest.
我们就觉得索然无味。
But my hope tonight is that we would listen carefully to the history.
但今天晚上我们一起来好好地研究一下这段历史。
And I say history and not just call this a story.
你注意我说是这段是一个历史而不是一个故事。
Because the Bible was written as history for us.
因为我们圣经上所记载的都是真实在历史上发生的。
In Luke chapter 2, we began to read about shepherds that came.
所以在路加福音我们看到了牧羊人的故事。
But let me read the first verse of Luke 2 once again.
让我来读一下路加福音第二章第八节。
There are many names and cities that may not mean much to us.
这里面提到了很多名字和地名，有可能对我们来说是没有什么意义。
But there is nothing ever lost that is written in the Bible.
但是凡是圣经上提到的，我们都发现都。
It is written for a purpose.
所以圣经上说这些人名和地名都有它的目的。
And so Luke writes this.
所以路加是这么写的。
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree.
所以说是凯撒亚古士都有旨意下来。
That a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
叫天下人民都报名上册。
This was the first census that took place.
这是go ahead.
Okay, this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次报名上册的事。
And everyone went to his own town to register.
众人各归各城报名上册。
Who is this Caesar Augustus?
那么谁是这是一个叙利亚
And this Quirinius, the governor of Syria.
还有这个叙利亚巡抚居里纽。
Luke is telling us these things because they are historical facts.
路加告诉我们的这些都是历史上真实的事情。
And if you want to know the history, you must know who these people are.
如果你要知道历史，你就要知道圣经上记载的这些人是谁。
Caesar Augustus was the emperor of all of Rome.
所以提到的凯撒亚古士都是当时罗马帝国的皇帝。
Luke takes special interest that Quirinius was governor of Syria.
这里面路加又特别提到居里纽做叙利亚巡抚。
He's pinpointing a point in history.
所以他特别的指出了这段历史。
So that we would not think this is just a story.
这样我们就不会把这个当作一个故事，而当作一个历史来看待。
And we must ask, did this really happen?
所以那我们有可能会问，是不是确实历史上这些事情都发生了？
Verse 4 says, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
所以第四节提到说，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上车。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
What Luke didn't record here,
那么有路加在这里面有一件事没有写。
Is what had happened earlier, Mary with child because of a miracle birth.
那就是因为神的神迹，那么玛利亚童女怀孕。
And they were returning to their hometown because the government was taking a census.
所以他们要从埃及回到伯利恒，是因为需要报名上车。
I think this happens today in China.
我相信这也是在中国也这些事情在发生。
When the government wants to count the people, everyone must go back to their hometown.
当这个要做人口普查的时候，也要各回各家。
And this was true in Mary and Joseph's day.
这个当约瑟和玛利亚的时候也是这样。
But we are told that Mary is pregnant with a child that is born of God.
我们这里知道玛利亚所怀的那是我们的主耶稣基督。
That it is recorded in history that this was a miracle birth.
所以在历史上我们就知道这样记载，就是说是因为神迹发生。
And it is important to understand how specific this history is.
所以我们一定要特别知道这段历史的重要性。
It says in verse 6, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
第六节说，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
就生了头胎的儿子。
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Now at Christmas we sing this as a beautiful picture of a beautiful night.
所以我们在经常在圣诞节的图画里面看到一个非常美妙的夜晚。
But the history records when they were going back to their hometown, there were so many people, there was no place for them to find a place to sleep.
但实际上的历史却是他们回到他们的故乡之后，人太多，以致他们都找不到一个地方可以住。
All of the hotels were closed.
所有的客店都关门了。
Even Hotel 6.
即使是最常见的Hotel Motel 6, right?
Motel 6.
Motel 6都关了。
The cheapest of the motels.
最廉价的。
So they went to an inn and the manager said, you must sleep in the barn in the back.
所以客店的说就是如果你要想住就是住在马房里。
And so the history records that Mary gave birth to Jesus in a barn.
所以这段历史我们看到说玛利亚是在马房里生的主耶稣。
And it says here in the English, she wrapped him in cloths.
这里面又说到他用布把耶稣包起来。
The old English used the phrase swaddling clothes.
Swaddling clothes. 这里
You cannot understand this because it is a word we do not understand. Maybe a mother might understand to swaddle her baby is to wrap it tightly in a blanket.
所以就是说这个古英语里面用的词还不是说简单的包起来那么简单，是一块布紧紧的包起来。
She might take strips of cloth.
她可能拿一块布像大卫弟兄这样做。
This is my Chinese scarf.
他用的实际上是个围巾。
I wore this in China very proudly.
大卫弟兄在中国非常骄傲地戴这个围巾。
And swaddling clothes were strips of cloth.
所以就用一条布。
And they would be wrapped around a baby.
所以就一层一层地缠起来。
Maybe to keep the baby warm.
Yeah, 有可能是为了叫孩子暖和一点。
Or to keep the baby from moving.
也或者就不叫孩子到处蹬啊，把他蹬散。
You can read about this on the internet.
你要预知详情到因特网去查。
Doctors today are arguing: is it good to swaddle or bad to swaddle?
所以今天在医学界有一些争议，到底应不应该把孩子紧紧的裹起来？
It is still practiced today.
所以今天有些人还在这样做。
But there is a deeper meaning.
但是实际上这样做有一些更深的含义。
We must read about the shepherds.
我们要知道含义在什么地方，我们必须要下面看牧羊人的故事。
Because don't you think it's peculiar that shepherds are mentioned in this story?
所以你有没有读圣经的时候觉得有点奇怪，说牧羊人为什么在这段圣经里面出现？
But this is what happened in history.
历史上确实是如此。
Verse 8 says, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
第八节说，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
所以有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就甚惧怕。
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的消息是关乎万民的。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Now listen.
我们听好。
This will be a sign to you.
这你们要看见一个婴孩，那就是记号。
You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes.
所以你们要看见一个婴孩包着布。
And lying in a manger.
卧在马槽里。
Earlier I said there is nothing lost in the scriptures.
刚前面我们提到说路加把所有的这些历史都记录下来。
That does not have purpose and meaning.
这是路加有确实有他的目的。
History records a prophecy in the book of Micah.
因为在弥迦书里面，先知有这样一段话。
That the announcement of the Messiah would come to a specific town or city.
里面提到说，我们的救主是要在一个特定的城市特定的时间来出现。
This city was called in Hebrew Migdal Eder.
所以这个城市叫 Hebrew Migdal Eder.
It is in Micah 4, verse 8.
是在
You want to read? Let's read.
弥迦书 okay.
I was not going to read it, but we will read it.
Okay, let's, 我们一起来看一下弥迦书。
If I can find Micah. Jonah, Micah, Nahum. Habakkuk, Zephaniah.Micah 4:8, let me read this.
第四章第八节。
As for you, O watchtower of the flock. Do you have that verse?
Chapter 4, verse 8. And you, tower of
yes,
flock.
Yes, that's it. Let me read it in English, and then you can translate.
Sure.
As for you, O watchtower of the flock, O stronghold of the daughter of Zion...The former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to the daughter of Jerusalem.
说第八节说，是你这羊群的高台，锡安城的山呢、啊？从前的权柄，就是耶路撒冷民的国权，必归于你。
This watchtower of the flock.
在这里面提到说，是你这羊群的高台。
Is a specific prophecy to the city of Migdal Eder.
所以特别这个羊群的高台就是指这个犹大地的这个城的名字。
This city was about 5 miles outside of Bethlehem.
所以这个城市就是在离这个伯利恒耶稣降生的地方大约有5迈的距离。
And it is where shepherds would gather the sheep that were about to give birth.
所以在这个地方这个羊群的牧羊人就来看来观察这个要生小羊的羊群。
But these sheep had a specific purpose.
所以这里面这个羊有特别的含义。
They were to be used for sacrifice in the temple.
所以这个羊呢，就是要献祭的时候用的。
And when these little lambs were born,
所以当这个小羊一出生。
It is said that the shepherds would bind these lambs in swaddling
close.
所以这个牧羊人就把这个小羊紧紧地裹起来。
Specifically to keep them from being injured.
就是要保护这个小羊不要受任何伤。
For they were to be a perfect sacrifice.
所以这样这个小羊才是一个完美的一个祭物。
Often they would lie them in a special place so they would not get injured.
所以他们就一般来说他们就把这个羊放在一个特别的地方。
So they would not be blemished.
所以羊就没有受一点的伤害。
You see, when Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes,
所以当主耶稣基督被紧紧的这样包裹起来的时候
and this announcement was given to these shepherds to go and look for a baby that would be bound like a lamb for sacrifice.
所以这就等于给这些牧羊人一个信号，所以他们要去拿这个完美无瑕的要向神献祭的这个羊。
They would know exactly what they were looking for.
所以这些牧羊人知道确切的知道他们要寻找的是什么。
And that this prophecy would be fulfilled.
所以这也就是要叫弥迦书里面这个先知的话得以实现。
From the tower of the flock, one who would come to restore the dominion of Israel.
所以说你这羊群的高台，锡安城的山呢，从前的权柄就是耶路撒冷民的国民，国权必归于你。
This is why the angel said it will be a sign.
所以这就是说，天使为什么对于牧羊人说，你可以看到一个信号。
You will find a baby wrapped like a sacrificial lamb.
你会发现一个婴孩被像要献祭的羔羊一样被紧紧的包裹起来。
And lying in a manger.
然后放在马槽里。
A manger.
一个马槽。
We get a picture maybe of a beautiful little box or a crib.
我们想到马槽，也可能想到一个非常漂亮的一个槽子。
A manger was not a box.
一个马槽不是一个盒子。
It was a feed trough from which animals would eat.
它就是要喂牲口的一个东西。
A baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a feed trough.
想象一下，一个刚出生的小孩包起来，放在一个喂马的一个槽子里。
I would say that was unusual.
我要说这个是非常不常见的一件事情。
Verse 16 says in Luke chapter 2.
我们来看路加福音第十六节怎么说。
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger.
所以他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
所以既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
所以凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
There's one other thing we must notice.
我们除了这件事，还有一件事我们也要注意。
Who were these shepherds?
这些牧羊人是谁？
They were people just like you and me.
所以他们就像你我一样的普通人。
Common people.
普通人
，ordinary people，
非常非常普通的人。
Many of you have great education。
在座的很多人其实不普通。
PhD，
因为你们有学位，受过教育。
Visiting scholars，
访问学者。
These were shepherds。
这些人只是牧羊人。
牧羊人 just common people.
只是很多我们常见的一些人。
But you see, God is always interested in the ordinary people.
但你看，我们神要关注的就是我们普通人。
To bring good news to them.
要把好消息带给每个人。
And they were the first to hear.
那牧羊人就是第一个听到好消息的。
But quickly, we must look at Matthew.
下面我们又回到马太福音。
Matthew tells us after the birth of Jesus, something else happened.
马太福音记载了说，当主耶稣基督出生之后，又有一些事情发生。
We won't read all, we've already read it once.
我们刚才读过一遍。
But it says after Jesus was born, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
所以说当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个犹太博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
The English word is magi.
英文是 magi.
Sometimes we call them kings.
有时候我们也称这些人称为他们做国王。
Or we sing about three wise men.
或者说我们看到三个博士。
So these wise men are told to be kings, or this word magi, but it has within its picture the highest of royalty.
所以这些博士或者称作magi或者称作国王的人，看到比他们权柄还要高的人。
Coming from the east, it says.
所以他们这些博士从东方来的。
We are not told how far east.
这里面没有讲是多远的地方的东方。
All of the Christmas movies maybe show Persia.
所以在圣诞节的电影里面可能有看到波斯就是所谓的东方。
Or kings coming from Arabia.
或者从阿拉伯就算东方。
I wonder if there was a Chinese king.
所以不难猜到，我想也有可能也是从中国来的。
The scriptures just said they were from the east.
所以圣经只是讲他们从东方来。And
they were wise men or learned men.
所以他们是博士，是有学问的人。Because
they studied astronomy.
所以因为他们研究天文学。And
they thought that because they could understand things that were happening in the heavens, that they could understand activity on earth.
所以他们说，如果他们能够知道星象，天上发生什么事，他们就可以知道地上发生什么事。
But it says that from their study, they understood that a king had been born.
所以通过他们的研究，他们知道有一个王已经降生。
And they left to find him.
所以他们就出发来寻找这个王。
It tells us King Herod was the king in the area of Judea.
在犹大那个地方，当时的王是希律王。
The Romans would take over an area and then leave maybe a king to lead to pacify the people.
所以当时罗马人每征服一个地方，就设立一个这样傀儡的王。
And it says that Herod was threatened by the birth of this baby.
这里面提到说希律王听到有一个这个生婴儿诞生的消息就非常害怕。
Because he was told a new king had been born.
因为他被告知说一个新的王降生了。
We did not read all of the history, but then Herod decides to have every baby under 2 years old killed in Judea.
我们没有读整个圣经，但我们知道当时希律王说，凡是2岁以下的孩子都要被杀死。
Specifically in the city of Bethlehem.
特别是在伯利恒这个地方。
To do away with this threatening king.
所以这样，他们这个犹太王，这个希律王就觉得他的威胁解除了。
But before he was able to do this, it says these three kings came and brought three gifts to the baby.
但是这个当他做这些之前，他接待了这三个博士，这三个博士带来了三个礼物。
I say this because in verse 11 it says, "On coming to the house."
所以在第十一节说，他们进了房子。
They saw the child with his mother Mary.
看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚。
In our Christmas movies and pictures, the wise men always come to see the little baby that has just been born.
所以在圣诞节影片或者是画面里面，就说三个博士进来看到的是刚刚出生的小孩。
It is more realistic that Mary and Joseph have now moved to a house, and it may be as many as 2 years since the baby's birth.
但是有可能在这段时间里面，玛利亚和约瑟已经搬到其他的地方，这段时间有可能是2年那么长。
But now these kings are coming.
那现在这些博士或者是国王来了。
It says in verse 11, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
在第十一节说, 他们就服服拜那小孩子。
These kings came and bowed down.
对，这些国王来跪倒。
And they worshipped this baby.
来拜这个小孩子。
Kings bowing down to a baby.
想一想，国王拜一个小孩子。
For you see, this was not just an ordinary child.
所以你可以看出来，这个小孩子绝非寻常。
This miracle baby.
所以这一个由神迹而生的小孩。
Was 上帝 becoming a man?
就是我们的神变成了人。
God becoming a man and living among us.
所以神道成肉身与我们同在。
And they knew it.
所以这些国王知道。
And they worshipped him.
他们也来拜他。
It says they brought three gifts.
这里面他们拿了三件礼物。
Gold.
黄金。
A fitting gift for a king.
乳香。
A fitting gift, a good, the right gift. Frankincense.
乳香。
This idea of incense.
所以他们要拿香料。
Frankincense.
也不是一般的香料，是乳香。
It was a fragrant spice.
是一种发有香味的一种香料。
But it was often used by priests in the temple.
经常只是用于这个在庙里面的这些祭司。
An appropriate gift for worship.
所以这也是非常用来敬拜的一个完美的礼物。
But what about this myrrh?
那么这个没药又是怎么一回事?
My understanding, myrrh is like sap from a tree.
所以没药有可能就是一些树的果实。
That was gathered and was used as an oily substance.
所以他们可能是用来做油料的一个东西。
Specifically used in burial.
所以这哦，对对，I didn't know that.
Yeah.
所以这是用来特别是埋葬人的时候用到的一些香料。For
you see, this baby was born for a purpose.
所以你看，这个小孩的出生实际上是神特别的安排。
That this baby would grow up to be a man.
所以这个小孩要长大成人。
The scripture says that this baby would grow up and be crucified on a Roman cross.
所以我们知道这个小孩子长大之后就要在十字架上为我们献上献祭。
You see, this baby was born to die.
所以你看，这个小孩子一出生就是要做为我们献祭。
The shepherds wrapped lambs in cloth as a picture of sacrifice.
所以我们想，牧羊人把小羊裹起来作为献祭的礼物。
So when Jesus was wrapped and laid in the manger, his preparation was already made. He would be the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world.
所以耶稣一出生，当被他妈妈裹起来的时候，就已经预备好了要为我们的罪做赎罪祭。
And when these kings brought these three gifts,
所以当这些国王拿出这些礼物的时候,
they too were telling a prophetic message.
所以他们也来告诉一个非常令人悲伤的消息,
that this king priest baby,
所以我们这个国王，我们这个王，这个祭司,
would be born to die.
出生就是要为我们死。
As the sacrificial lamb for our sin.
就做我们赎罪的羔羊。
That's what Christmas is about.
这才是圣诞节的含义。
God coming to the common person.
所以我们的神降世为人。
God coming to kings of the earth.
我们的神降世来做我们的王。
For whether high or low, he was born to be the savior of the world.
从高天降到世上，就是要叫我们出生做我们的救主。
We sang the song tonight, "Joy to the World."
我们今天晚上唱了刚唱了一首歌叫普世欢腾。
Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
所以我们普世都要赞美欢唱说神到我们世上。
And then the verse says, let every heart prepare him room.
所以我们歌里面唱到每个人都应该预备他的心，为我们的神预备他的心。
Because my last point is this.
我最后要提到这一点。
The shepherds had to come and seek for Jesus.
所以这牧羊人要出去寻找我们的主耶稣。
The kings had to come and seek for Jesus.
这些博士或者国王也要从东方来寻找我们的神。
And God now says, you come and seek for Jesus.
所以现在神对我们说，你也要来寻找我们的神。
Let every heart prepare a room for him.
就每个人的心里面都为神预备。
This Christmas, my prayer is that we would come seeking Jesus.
在这个圣诞节，我祷告，叫每个人都能寻找，出来寻找我们的神。
He truly is the Savior of the world.
因为我们的神是这世上真正的救主。
Let's pray together.
让我们来一起祷告。
We praise you, God, for this history.
慈爱的父，我们感谢你，叫我们知道这段历史。
That you have left us a recorded record.
你为我们留下这段有记录的历史。
A written testimony of what happened.
这乃是在你经上所写的一份见证。
That what we believe would be based upon truth.
我们叫我们知道，我们所信的乃是基于真理。
Based upon historical facts.
乃是基于历史的上的事实。
And Lord, we come to you tonight.
神啊，我们今天晚上到你面前来。
Looking for you like the shepherds.
我们看你就像那羔羊。
Searching for you like these kings.
我们就寻找你就像这些从东方来的博士。
And like the kings, it would be appropriate for us to bow down in worship to you.
所以就像这些博士一样，我们也要来服服敬拜你。
And like the shepherds, that we would be so thrilled, we would go and tell others of everything we have seen.
就像这些牧羊人一样，我们大受感动，要告诉每个人你的消息。
God, fill us with Jesus this Christmas.
神啊，在这个圣诞节的季节，叫我们每个人的心里面都有主耶稣基督。
And if there are some here that have not believed,
这里面如果有还没有信主耶稣基督的，
that they would look back at this Christmas,
他们就在这一个圣诞节的时候来好好思想。
And they would say, it was this Christmas I put my faith in Jesus.
愿他们在这个圣诞节就对你说，我把我主耶稣基督做我的信。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉救主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.